is about the laver in the tabernacle. Say, what is the laver? Well, in the tabernacle you had the bronze altar. That was the first altar that you came to. And that was where the perfect lamb was sacrificed every morning and every evening. And they would do that. That represents the sacrifice for our sin. That's a once-for-all sacrifice. Jesus Christ did that. Once you trust Christ as your Savior, you are forever saved. By the way, you can only get saved one time, folks. You're only born once physically, and you only be born once spiritually. Amen? And then you say, well, what about after you're saved? Well, you're supposed to walk with Jesus. After you're saved, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness. You become a child of God by trusting Jesus as your Savior. You are an obedient child in a right relationship with God as you follow Him. You say, well, what if I don't follow Him? Then you're a disobedient child in the wrong relationship with your father, but He's still your father, amen?
That's right.
He's still your father. And the laver is a picture of that daily cleansing. It's a picture of our fellowship with God. You get saved first. That's that altar where they sacrifice the lamb. But if the Christian sins, what are we to do? We're to get back in fellowship with God. Tell God about that. Ask Him forgiveness for that. It doesn't save you again. You're already saved. What does it do? It renews that close relationship, that close walk. And so those priests, they would have that sacrifice at the altar first. Then they would go to have a close time with God in the Holy of Holies there, and they would wash in the laver. It was like examining yourself. Is everything right in my life? When we fellowship with God, when we pray for others, when we serve God, we're going to be continuing our examining ourselves. The laver was made out of the women's looking glasses. It was precious brass that they made their looking glasses out of. And when Moses made the laver, they made it out of the looking glasses. It's like looking in a mirror. We look in the Word of God and we examine ourselves. And our hearts ought to say, am I right with God? If I'm not saved, I ought to get saved. And by the way, if I'm saved and I've got some sin I haven't confessed, I ought to look into this laver, amen, and get it right with God by the Spirit. And that's kind of what what this song is about. So we'll have Valerie do that. Amen. Not hearing her.
Can you not hear me?
Yeah. Is your microphone on?
Let's see. Turn it on?
Okay. Maybe we might.
Is it on?
It's towards her.
Put the yellow one over there for her.
Just stop. Yep, we'll do it. That's not your. We'll get her. Get her set up here.
Can you hear me now? Yeah.
Can you hear now?
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
We'll try again.
Long ago there once stood an ancient tabernacle that the Israelites built when their chains were unshackled. They went there to worship and make a sacrifice to the God who had saved them and gave them new life. Moses asked them to bring him their Egyptian-looking glasses. Then he melted the brass down and a laver was fashioned to be used by the priest who washed their hands and feet before they could offer their incense and meat. We must all go to the laver before we go in. Have I offended my brother? Am I soiled with sin. I cannot offer my gift until I'm right with Him. We must all go to the laver before we go in. Now the God who saved Israel shed His blood for you. If you cry out for mercy, He'll free you too. And as we gather together to worship and adore the God who has saved us, our King and our Lord, we must all go to the laver before we go in. Have I offended my brother? Am I soiled with sin? I cannot offer my gift until I'm right with Him. We must all go to the laver before we go in. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. Jesus heals the hurting heart and cleanses from all sin. We must all go to the laver before we go in. Have I offended my brother? Am I soiled with sin? I cannot offer my gift until I'm right with Him. We must all go to the laver before we go in.
By the way, she wrote that song and the music for that, so that's a blessing. So praise God.